Lesson 6C. Exercises 7 and 8. 1.
I'm fanatical about football. I love watching it, talking about it, but most of all, playing it. I can't remember the last time I missed a session or a match. I'm in the local football team, which meets throughout the winter, and I'm also in the school team. The school football club gets together on Mondays and Wednesdays after lessons finish, and sometimes we take part in tournaments with other schools. We're quite good. Our local team is more serious and trains every Thursday night. Matches are often arranged for Saturdays against other local teams. It's supposed to be just for fun, but I'm actually very competitive. I'm not a brilliant player by any means, but what I lack in skill is compensated for by my sheer enthusiasm, dedication and commitment. I like us all working together to beat our opponents. We play hard, so we usually do really well in local tournaments.
2.
I absolutely love the gym in my town and I attend all the fitness classes. They're free to members. So I do aerobics on a Monday night. That's one of my real favourites because the instructor plays such cool music. Then there's body pump on Tuesdays. That's where we're lifting weights and it's hard. On Thursdays, I do yoga, which is really good for stretching after doing weights. And on Saturday mornings, it's a spinning class where you pedal on an exercise bike to music. That's the hardest work of all because you are given short bursts of high-intensity exercise, so your heart really pumps. Classes are great for me because I prefer exercising with other people around. It's much more motivating and fun.
3.
Tanya, you are now our number one junior gymnast in the Southwest. How old are you now?
I'm 15.
Just 15. And would you say that it's true that you have to be completely single-minded to excel in a particular sport?
Yes, I think that's true. I do gymnastics nearly every day and I've been doing so for years. I get up at 5:30 and go to the gym before school 3 times a week. After school, I'm usually back there again from 4 till 7.
Well, that's a lot of hours. How hard do you usually train?
I push myself to the limit, and I'm usually covered in bruises. But I do try to avoid injury, though it's difficult if you're being taught a new move. You're going to make mistakes.
What's your favourite piece of equipment?
The floor. I love jumping and tumbling, and it's great to have music to move to. It really helps.
And what are you training for in particular?
I've just been given the news that I've been selected for the National Junior Squad. I'm thrilled. And if I train hard enough, I hope to be picked for the next Olympic team. That's a complete dream for me.
4.
Me and my mates are completely mad about skateboarding. I've had a board for a good while now. We used to skateboard along the roads and in the local park, but a couple of years ago, a skateboard park was built on the edge of town. It's pretty cool, and we try and get there whenever we can after school, and at weekends. There are often quite a lot of skaters at the park. Some of the older guys are amazing, and we watch them to pick up new tricks. We also study YouTube clips and work out the moves. You can learn a lot from them. Mikey is the best in our group, and that's because he takes the most risks. He's already broken his wrist, but it didn't stop him. He turned up a couple of days later at the skate park with his arm in a plaster cast.